You don't get to have a business if you don't have problems. And it's just how it is. And sometimes even just knowing that really, really helps you how you are going to come at the different issues. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retail associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multimillionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And one of the most exciting things thus far that has happened in the light pink world is happening now. So I would love for you to go to lightpink.com and go enter the holiday sweepstakes. You get a chance to win the most gorgeous tablescape. I'm talking to die for. Glasses, dishware, silverware, napkins, decanters, like legitimately the most beautiful table setting I have ever seen. We have partnered with Style Me GHD to win a gift card in order to purchase that entire tablescape and a 1-year supply of Light Pink when we launch. Go to lightpink.com right now to enter. And in turn, you also get our holiday gift guide, which has exclusive coupon codes. You can shop small, shop female-owned businesses throughout most of the entire magazine that we've created for you. You get a free holiday preset so you can like make your pictures look freaking amazing this holiday season. And there's even some free memberships in there to some incredible communities that you normally would have to pay quite a bit of money for. So you guys go to lightpink.com right now for your chance to win. And even if you don't win, which by the way, you might as well try, you get the holiday gift guide with super exclusive discounts. I'm telling you, if you are stumped for anyone to shop for, these are not only all of my top picks for the year and all of my favorite things. I've linked so many things that I use every day or wear every single day. And I've gotten exclusive discounts on most of them. But this is also my investors' favorite thing. So go to lightpink.com right now to go and enter. Do it while you're on your phone. You'll see exactly why I'm so freaking excited. You guys, this week I prayed for strength. I always find that to be such a beautiful prayer. And I will tell you that this week when I was feeling really, let's say I started praying for strength probably a week or two ago because I was having some really challenged weeks. And this last week I just got down on my knees and I was like, God, I need some strength. Like, I don't know how I can carry this like another day. I don't know how I'm going to get through all of these challenges and these things that keep happening. And instead of God granting me strength in that moment, I literally got pummeled by a pile of dumbbells. So I prayed for strength and I got about three or four things that came in the form of the heaviest dumbbells to the face, to the gut, to the head, to all of the things. And I was like, why is this happening? Like, maybe this isn't right, right? I'm talking to all you self-development people or people who, you know, were like, is this karma? What is this? Oh my gosh. Like, I'm doing all the right things. Like, if you know, am I attracting the wrong way? Am I saying the wrong things? Like, what is going out to the universe? Or what are my prayers saying that are attracting these things? And I was like, I had this epiphany. And obviously I know this, but when you're in it and you feel like you can't handle one more thing and all of a sudden you get 10 more, I was like, oh, oh my God, literally, I am being prepared for exactly what this is going to be. Like, I felt weak and I was like, I'm not going to be able to handle this. I need strength. So he loaded me up with more to carry so I could get stronger for what is to come. And these are the moments that make you better. And right when you think you can't take it anymore and you get more and you're like, how am I even going to get through this? Somehow maybe you get a little reprieve or you get to the other side. And someone asked me today on a call that we were on for our team, they're like, how was your weekend? And I was like, you know, normally I would say I had a great weekend, but I'm like, I'm just telling you the truth. Like, it's been real rough, but today is great. And, you know, it has been really, really really rough. And I can laugh about it right now, be only because I'm fresh out of tears for the day or the week. So, and I think that I'm probably meeting some of you where you're at, or maybe you're in the beginning, or maybe you're in the middle, or maybe you're at the end. I don't know. But when we ask for more, when we ask for a bigger life, we're going to not necessarily get the blessing immediately, but we're going to get the means in which to do it. Hey, let's take a minute because I have to remind you that it is winter, which means it is getting drier out. I looked down at my hands the other day. They were super dry. Woke up in the middle of the night. My mouth was so dry. And I noticed that this past week that I have felt a bit fatigued. I took a minute and I was like, Lori, you need to take care of yourself. You need to up your hydration this time of year, or you're going to start feeling run down. Sometimes in winter, you don't notice that you need even more water. So flu season is in full swing. Proper hydration and vitamins can help support your immune system. One stick of liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone. Liquid IV contains 5 essential vitamins, more vitamin C than an orange, and as much potassium as a banana. Grab your favorite Liquid IV flavors nationwide at Walmart, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code HAPPY at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using promo code HAPPY at liquidiv.com. Go drink your water. Now let's get back to the show. Drink more water. So I definitely got the weights this week. And, you know, there were some tough conversations that I had to have. And if you know one of my favorite quotes, it's the Tim Ferriss quote that your level of success can be determined by the amount of tough conversations that you're willing to have in a day. And on the weekend, I had to have tough conversations. And last week, I had to have tough conversations. And I don't just mean like, oh, these are kind of hard. I mean like confrontational shit that you would rather avoid, but you know, if you avoid it, it's just the demise of your relationship and your company and all of the things. Meaning these are important. This is like a lot of important conversations to be having. People maybe not showing up in the way that they need, contracts not being honored, like completely not honored, and having to stand up for yourself. And that is hard. So with that said, after having really tough conversations throughout the week and things just not going right, and by the way, I feel like I've come on here for a lot of weeks in a row and said that there's a lot of right things. Like, we're so excited about this guide. I have some of the most epic people, epic women on this team who are just crushing it. I couldn't have dreamt of better human beings to do this work with. Lauren Kuhlman, if you're listening, Michaela Pitchler, I literally cannot imagine my life without both of you and how much fun we get to have And also simultaneously, right? We always talk about that. No matter how right life is, there's always left. And sometimes left is definitely amplified, even though there's so many little right things. So I think that's one thing I'm learning more and more and more is, you know, I just heard this quote. I'm trying to think who said it. It's so good. This was John Maxwell backstage of, I just had a conversation with Dave Hollis and they were putting on their, one of their first events. And Dave said that stuff was just going wrong, like left and right. And he asked John Maxwell, he's like, are we doing this wrong? This shouldn't, like, if this is what we were meant to do, like, what are we doing wrong? We shouldn't have all of these fires. Like, this is like falling apart. And he said to him, John Maxwell said to Dave, he said, you know, you can either have a few good days in a row or you can own your own business. And I just had this total moment of, oh my God, you don't get to have a business if you don't have problems. And it's just how it is. And sometimes even just knowing that really, really helps you how you are going to come at the different issues. So, you know, it was just a week. And it's definitely made me so much better. I feel like I have grown more this week than I have probably in the last 6 months because of the sheer amount that I had to hold of pressure, anxiety, thoughts, emotions. Not to mention we are moving and we don't even have a place to go. Like we do not know where we're going. By the way, we'll be just fine because thankfully, just like we talk to you all about all the time, abundance, we have the means to be able to stay somewhere or figure it out in whatever way that is, or stay at an Airbnb or stay in a hotel, however long we need to. But I emotionally don't know where I'm going or where my stuff is going to be at. And I think with all of that uncertainty, it just felt crazy. And on Sunday, we were walking our dog and a dog got off of his leash and started to attack my dog, my Herculean strength. I'm not even shitting you. Like it was just like this crazy, like pick your dog up over your head. So I pick up Bananas. He's like 65 pounds over my head. Probably not the smartest thing because then I got bit by the dog while he was trying to bite Bananas. With that said, it was like the week of, oh my gosh, tough conversations, things falling through, not knowing like what to do and getting bit by a dog. And so, you know, all in all, it was actually such an amazing week. I can say that now, but in the middle of it, I couldn't even function. I was just like, how am I supposed to even go on social media and like hype people up? How am I supposed to lead a team right now? And you know what? You do, and you figure it out. And you get stronger and your bandwidth gets so much better and you can hold more and your container stretches, but it's the only way. I talk about that all the time, you guys, about the fire, about how important that fire is for refining, getting you clear and reminding you what the hell you are capable of and what is not worth your time. Let me tell you, the small stuff this week just felt like, it felt like a little miracle. I don't know. It felt, the small problems felt like a little back massage this week. That's how much perspective these big things put into play. And now I feel powerful. I feel strong this week. I am very excited. I couldn't be more excited about what we are doing with this holiday guide and how it is so in support of our mission, how it's just fun and exciting and it's going to add to your life, how we are totally getting on point for what we want to do in January and February of this next year with launch. I literally cannot wait. So I hope that this helps you wherever you are. Because, you know, one of my big weaknesses was, well, who knows? Maybe I'm getting better because of this. Confrontation, standing up for myself, you know, really making sure that I hold people accountable. And I had a very confrontational week where I had to do all of those things. And, you know, it has served to be one of the best things that has ever happened to me. And God, you cannot see it when you're in it, when you're getting dumbbells chucked at your head left and right, but you prayed for strength. And you're like, I'm already exhausted. And you look down at the dumbbells and you're like, so you're telling me I just need to pick these up a bunch and put them down. Pick things up and put them down, right? Get stronger. Okay, guys, I'm sending you all of the love in the world. Pretty, pretty, please. I'm asking you if you've ever gotten value from this, that you go to lightpink.com, you go enter the sweepstakes. I'm literally begging you to go try to possibly win and get so much value out of this holiday guide, because you'll see. It is like design heaven, beautiful clothes, beautiful gifts, beautiful advice, new traditions to be made, DIY gifts. I mean, so many things in there. You get to peep at all of our 54 investors in the back. It's going to blow your mind who ended up investing. I mean, even if curiosity is just getting to you, go to lightpink.com, download the guide, look at what we did with issue. You're going to love it. And let me know what you think. Let me know what you think of the podcast, of this episode, if it helped you at all. And also, pretty please let me know what you think of the guide. If you love it, please share it. There's opportunities to do that. If you have a friend who, you know, needs help with shopping this year, or text it to 5 girlfriends, because I promise you, they will thank you for this. You're literally giving them free gifts, free preset, free memberships, and tons of discounts to probably their favorite stuff that you can't get online, because we reached out specifically because of what we were doing and partnered. So you guys go and check it out, lightpink.com, and I will see you next week. Bye, everyone.